弟兄姐妹们平安。
Brother and sister, peace.
好，弟兄姐妹们平安。好，啊，这个耶稣基督的圣名啊 ，What a beautiful name.
Yeah, the name of Jesus. What a beautiful name.
刚才听到这样的一个敬拜，大家心中是不是都很感动
？Yeah, through the worship song, are we moved?
所以我们会情不自禁把耶稣的名传给其他人，是吗
？And we can help that we need to spread the name of Jesus to others.
好，我们今天的信息的题目就叫在传福音中成长。
Today's the topic of my sermon is growth through evangelism.
在过去几周中呢，教会有几个传福音的事工。
In the past several weeks, the church has many evangelical ministries.
比如像 VBS, 幸福小组，还有我们南区呢也有这样社区的这种讲座。
Yeah, we have VBS. We also have.Happiness group, as well as the Southern District Fellowship group that has a gathering.
我知道有一些青少年呢，他们在他们的学校中也在传福音。
And many youth also spread the gospel to the students in their schools.
在这些事工中呢，我们就遇到很多慕道友啊。
And through this ministry, we met many seekers.
他们就经常问一些很好的问题。
They ask many good questions.
其中有一个问题呢。就比如说有一个慕道友问我们，他说既然呢你的一生都在神的手里，那为什么你还要工作呢？
And one of the seekers said, if our life is led by God, why do we need to work?
还有一些人问的问题呢，更是这种灵魂拷问的问题啊。
And another question that is actually tough to answer.
他说这个既然人信主都是圣灵的感动，为什么我不是一进教会圣灵就感动我就要我信主呢？
And if those who believe has been led moved by God, why do we have to go through such hassles?
刚才我们唱诗歌的时候，相信大家都会心里很感动啊。
And when we sang the song, we are touched.
感觉好像在天使天君跟我们一起在歌唱啊。
It seems like we are singing praises to the Lord.
但为什么
the angels?
但是为什么不是一进教会我们就看到这个长着翅膀的天使就在这个教会里飞哈？
How come that we didn't walk into the church and saw that the angels with wings are flying around?
那如果是这样的话，是不是这些还没有信主的人每次一进教会出门之前都信了哈？
If that's the case, then the seekers, when they walk into the church, they would believe immediately.
但是真实的状况不是这个样子的。
But the reality is not that.
很多人信主需要很长的一个过程哈，有些人甚至做了二三十年的慕道友啊。
Yeah, many people took a long time to believe, and some have taken 20 some years.
而且呢，还有教会的很多弟兄姐妹要参与这样一些非常复杂繁重的这些传福音的事工。
And it's through the work of many brothers and sisters that it's a very a long hard work.
就是向这些慕道友来传福音啊。
And to reach the seekers.
为什么这么麻烦？
Why so difficult?
我们做基督徒很多年之后呢，其实我们都很少想这些问题啊。
Yeah, as believers, in those years, we rarely think about that.
但是慕道友提出这些问题呢，就让我们有很多的思考。
And when we are asked by the seekers, and we need to think about it.
其实呢，刚才说的这些问题，你仔细想，都是神和人之间关系的问题。
And when we think about it, this is actually all about the relationship between God and man.
神呢，并没有把我们人当作木偶哈。
And God has not treated us like puppets.
信主呢，是一个过程。
And believing in God is a process.
就像我们在座的很多年轻人哈，我们很多 youth.
And just like Among us, we have many youths.
父母都很爱你们，对吧？
And your parents love you a lot.
父母现在督促你们，督促你们来好好学习，让你们上进入好的大学。
And your parents actually are trying to remind you to study hard and trying to get into a good school.
当我说到督促的时候，好多 youths 都在微笑，他们可能很明白这个意思是什么。
And when you're reminded, actually, you probably grin and you understand the parents' heart.
他们你们希望你们呢你们的父母希望你们毕业了之后有一个好的工作，然后你们成家，你们呢也会有你抚养你们的后代。
And the parent would hope that you actually would go to a good school, get a good job, and then get a good family and raise good kids.
你们的生活呢也像成人一样哈。
And your life would be just like adults.
这个呢需要一二十年的时间，对不对？
It's going to take 10 to 20 years.
虽然你们的父母呢说起来感觉是他们希望你们明天就达到这么一个状态 all set。但实际上呢这个过程实际上你们的父母呢也知道这个需要一个很长的时间才能到那个地步。
It appears that your parents want you to grow up tomorrow, but it's actually, you realize it's going to take a long time to get there.
年轻人成长呢需要一个过程需要很多磨难。
And for the young people, for the youth, it takes a long time to grow and you have to encounter many struggles.
他们现在呢也许不听话可能呢不听我们的话不听家长的话每天还在打游戏哈。
And maybe right now they're not that well behaved, they don't listen to the parents, and they play video games all the time.
但是这是他们成长的一个过程这个过程呢也许比结果更重要或者和结果同样重要哈。
But this is the growing process. It's actually more important than the end results.
那同样的道理，信主也是一个过程。
And the same way, believing in God is also a process.
那基督徒的成长呢，也需要一个过程。
And the growth of Christian also takes time.
所以呢，在教会的事工，这些传福音的事工，在工作中，在家庭中，其实都是帮助我们基督徒在成长。
And actually, in church service, in at workplace.In the family life, actually, those experiences help us to grow.
这是一个必要的过程啊。
This is the long process.
在圣经中呢，就有很多的这样例子来说明呢，基督徒通过这些传福音的事工在成长。
In the Bible, there's many examples that the Christian through the ministry they actually grow through that.
今天呢，我们就看到一个例子是在《使徒行传》第十章。
And today we can look at an example that is in chapter.10 of the Acts.
我们最正好呢，我们教会的读经群最近也在读到《使徒行传》，所以呢，我们针对这一章呢，也有很多的讨论。
And the reading plan of the church actually happened to be on chapter 10.
那这个故事呢，讲到的是发生在两千年左右的一个事情哈。当时耶稣的门徒彼得向一个外邦人传福音。
And this happened about 2,000 years ago, and that's one of the disciples, Peter, who was doing the sharing the gospel with another person.
对犹太人来讲呢，外邦人就是非犹太人，就叫做外邦人哈。
Yeah, he was sharing the gospel to Gentile. For Gentiles, that's actually for the Jewish people, it's actually they are excluded.
当时呢，这个外邦人呢叫做哥尼流，他是一个意大利人啊。
And this Gentile's name was Cornelia. He was an Italian.
他住在靠以色列海边的一个城市。
He lived by a city by the sea.
圣经说呢，他们全家都非常敬畏神，而且经常祷告。
The Bible said they are God believers, fearers.
他有一天呢，他就在祷告的过程中呢，就看到天使对他说话哈，真是那个飞带翅膀的那个天使，真向他显现啊。
One day when he was praying, an angel spoke to him.
然后呢，这个天使呢，就告诉他哦，这个等一下哈，天使呢就告诉他，叫他去找彼得。
And the angel told him to go to look for Peter.
那哥尼流呢是一个非常敬虔的人，所以呢，他就派人到另一个城市去找彼得。
And Cornelia is a very devout God-fearer, so he sent people to look for Peter in another city.
那彼得是耶稣的门徒啊，他当时呢正在祷告啊。
And Peter was a disciple of Christ. He was praying at that time.
他呢也听到了天上的启示。
He was also, he heard a revelation from above.
圣经是这样记载的哈，当时看到天开了，有一个东西降下来，就好像一块大布哈，然后呢，里面就放了很多的这种有动物哈，有这种野兽啊，有这种飞鸟，有这种昆虫哈， 然后天上还有声音说，彼得起来，宰了吃，就把这些动物都吃了。
Yeah, the Bible says that when he saw what happened, that was that heaven opened and something like a large sheep being let down the earth by four corners. It contains all kinds of four-footed animals as well as reptiles and birds.
但是彼得回答说什么？彼得说我不能吃这些动物，因为呢，按照犹太人的律法，这些动物呢都是不洁净的，所以不能吃哈。
But what Peter replied, he said, I cannot eat those, and according to the Jewish food law, they are all unclean.
但是天上的声音说呢，你可以吃，因为这些动物呢已经被神所洁净了。
And the Bible says that these are cleansed by God, therefore you can eat it.
这个声音呢连续跟彼得说了三次啊。
And that voice actually repeated the same message three times.
然后彼得听了之后呢，就非常纳闷哈，他就不明白这个信息到底是个什么意思。
And Peter was puzzling, what that does it mean? He couldn't understand.
因为按照犹太人的律法，这些都是不洁净的，难道是神让他做不洁净的事吗？
And according to the Old Testament law, these food are unclean. And why does God ask me to eat something unclean?
这时候呢，哥尼流所派的这些人呢，就到了彼得这里了。他们走了一天的路到这里哈。
And at that moment, the people sent by Cornelius reached the house of Peter staying.
然后呢，他们双方一交流，彼得就知道了，原来神叫彼得向外邦人传福音。
And through the exchange of conversation, and Peter realized that God has asked Peter to share the gospel with a Gentile.
这就是这个意象所表达的这个意义。
This is the meaning of the vision.
然后呢，彼得就带了几个同伴哈，就又走了一天的路，再回到哥尼流所住的那个城市。
And Peter, along with his companion, and spent a couple days and walked to the city of Cornelius.
长话短说哈，他们一见面，互相交流了一下他们所看到的这个意象，然后呢，彼得就向哥尼流传福音。
And to make a long story short, so when they met each other, they shared each other's visions, and Peter started to share the gospel with Cornelius.
彼得就说呢，耶稣基督在就是在当年的这个犹太全地呢，行了很多的神迹，后来呢，被犹太人钉死在十字架上。
And Peter told Cornelius that Jesus.Has done many miracles, signs, and wonders, and he was nailed on the cross.
到后来呢，耶稣第三天死里复活，显示给门徒们看。
And on the third day, he rose from the dead and appeared to many disciples.
在这里呢，他还说了一句话哈，他说最后的时候啊，彼得就对哥尼流说啊。他说吩咐我们传道给众人哈，到最后一句呢，凡信他的人必因他的名而得救。
And then finally he told him that through the preaching and those who believe in the name of Jesus will be saved.
这句话呢就总结了彼得当时的一个想法。
And this statement summarized what Peter thought about.
人的得救呢，是因为神的福音。
And the people who can be saved is through the gospel.
是因为耶稣基督死里复活的福音，人才能得救。
And through the death and the resurrection of Christ, therefore we can be saved.
但是神呢，仍然叫他的门徒去传这个福音。
But still, God sent His disciple to preach the gospel.
就在彼得说这个话的时候呢，圣灵就突然降临了哈，就感动了哥尼流和在屋子里在场所有的人。
While Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit descended and have descended on everybody in the room.
哥尼流呢和他的家人当时呢就受洗了，就觉知受洗，就信主受洗了哈。
And Cornelius and his whole family at that time got baptized.
好，这个故事呢就结束了。
And the story ended that way.
这个故事呢，我试图把它用很简单的方式写出来哈，但是在圣经呢记载了很多细节，总共花了一章的这个篇幅来记载这个故事。
I only briefly described the story, but in the Bible, it took the whole chapter to to describe this story.
这个过程看起来很复杂。
And this process looks complicated.
这个哥尼流呢，首先得到启示之后，派人走了一天到彼得那儿，然后彼得呢得到启示，然后他再回到哥尼流那儿。
Cornelius, when he received the message, he sent his servant and taking a whole day to go to Peter, and then Peter in return would take another day to go to get to Cornelius.
是圣灵最终感，我们知道整个这个过程呢，是圣灵感动了哥尼流信主，对吧？但是为什么需要彼得和哥尼流之间这么折腾呢？
We know that it's through the Holy Spirit that Cornelius was led to be a believer. But why did it take so long? Such a complicated process.
是不是神做事效率很低啊？
Is it that God is not efficient at all in his work?
但如果你要仔细看的话，你会发现其实根本不是神的效率低啊，而是神的智慧超出我们所求所想。
If you look deeper, you can understand that it's not that God is not efficient, but His wisdom is beyond our understanding.
远远超出人的智慧。
It's much, much more than our wisdom.
在这个过程中呢，不仅使得哥尼流一家信主了，而且呢，改变了彼得。
Not only that, through this process, the whole family of Cornelius became believers. It also changed Peter.
第一个改变呢，就是让彼得走出了他的舒适圈。
And the first change for Peter is for him to walk out of his comfort zone.
在彼得那个时代呢，当时的犹太人啊，是遵循律法的，他们遵循他们犹太人的律法，而且他们只吃就是律法允许他们所吃的东西啊。
In that day, of Peter, I think the Jewish people only eat things that allow according to the food law.
所以呢，他们实际上是有自己一个舒适圈。
And therefore, they have a very small comfort zone circle.
这个舒适圈中最大的一个部分呢，就是他们只能跟犹太人接触，不能接触非犹太人。
This circle of comfort is only allows them to interact with Jewish people, but not with the other Gentiles.
因为他们认为呢，接触非犹太人是不圣洁的。
So they believe all the non-Jews are unclean.
所以当彼得看到那些神让他所吃了那些动物啊，那些不洁净的，他认为不洁净的食物的时候，他心中就很紧张。
When Peter saw those unclean animals on the sheet, he was very anxious.
那当时如果彼得换了成中国人的话，我们可能就不会那么紧张哈。
If Peter was a Chinese, then he wouldn't have reacted that way.
因为我们好像什么都可以吃啊。
Because Chinese eat everything.
可以想象一下，当时那些食物降下来的时候，我们中国人会说：“哇，感谢主哈，谢谢神的供应。”
And we think about it. If we Chinese saw those things on the sheet, we said, "Oh, thank you, Lord, for providing such delicious food."
然后两个小时之后呢，这些动物就变成了桌上的一桌大菜了。
In about 2 hours, they become delicious dishes on the dinner table.
想象一下，可能包括像红烧肉啊。二姐兔丁啊，葱姜龙虾啊，这种菜啊。
Or maybe it's actually you have a soy sauce stew, pork belly, and ginger, onions, stir fry lobster, something like that.
我在写这段讲道文的时候，我在想啊，郑明会怎么翻译这些菜的名字啊
？Yeah, he was thinking of how can I translate these.
但是我们今天的中国人也有我们自己的舒适圈。
But the Chinese also have our own comfort zone.
我们在座的人呢，都是有学问、有本事的人。
And many of us actually are well learned and also are very capable.
我们中国人有一个说法哈，叫“往来无白丁”啊。
And it's very difficult to translate.
我们只和跟我们三观比较一致的人，跟我们观念比较一致的人来接触哈。
And we want to associate with those who are just like us.
所以过了一段，经过很多年之后，我们在左右看一看呢，我们周围好像没有什么慕道友了。
And after some years, when we look around, we don't see anyone that is like us.
所以呢，在我们今天传福音的事工中，最困难的一个部分就是邀请新人。
And in today's circumstances, the most difficult task in sharing the gospel is to find a unbeliever.
但是神通过这些传福音的事工呢，让我们走出这个舒适圈。
And through the sharing of the gospel, God sent us out to the comfort zone.
在座呢，也许不是很多人知道幸福小组是什么。
And many of us may not know what the happiness group is about.
幸福小组呢，就是一个八周的一个传福音的事工。
Yeah, happiness group is an eight-week ministry that for sharing the gospel.
在我们教会呢，通常是几个团契合办哈。
In our church and several fellowship actually get together to form such a group.
我们会邀请我们社区周围的这些慕道友呢，来和我们聚会。
And we invite the seekers around the community to meet together.
有时候呢是星期五晚上聚会，有时候呢是星期天聚会啊。
And sometimes we meet on Fridays, other times on Saturdays.
每次呢大概两个小时左右，会有诗歌、见证，还有信息分享，有时候还有讨论。
And each gathering is about 2 hours that we sing songs, that we have testimony, we also have a short message.
目的呢，就是向这些慕道友，就是我们周围社区所住的，住在周围社区这些慕道友呢，向他们传福音啊。
And the purpose is to share the gospel to the non-believers among us.
我们教会呢，做幸福小组已经做了六期了哈，基本上呢是春天一次，冬天一次，春天一次，秋天一次。
And our church have done the happiness group about 6 times. It's usually about springtime and a fall time.
在这些幸福小组中呢，我们也看哈，这慕道友和同工就越来越多。
And we have through the ministry, we have seen that there's many unbelievers that come to us.
在上两次的幸福小组呢，基本上都是有20多个慕道友，同时呢也有二十几位、30几位的同工啊。
In the last couple happiness group, we usually have about 20 some.Seekers and about 20 to 30 co-workers.
我们说我们弟兄姐妹也有我们自己的舒适圈，这个就表现在我们在幸福小组的时候，当我们邀请新人的时候，实际上是一个很困难的事情。
Yeah, as I mentioned, we have our comfort zone. Therefore, when we serve in the happiness group to reach out to non-believers, it's a difficult task.
但是在我们过去的幸福小组事工中呢，就帮助我们弟兄姐妹呢。拓宽了我们的眼界，然后突破自我，大胆自信地向周围的人呢发出邀请。
But through the past service in the happiness group, it broadened our horizon and it emboldened us to reach out to the non-believers.
我们在今年4月份呢，就开了一个社区的这样一个聚会哈 ，block party。当时呢，我们就邀请我们周围很多的慕道友来到我们中间哈。
In one of the gatherings, we invited many non-believers to come.To us.
当时呢，来到我们教会差不多有100人左右。
Yeah, there are about more than 100 people who came to the church.
大概这100人桌呢，超过一半是慕道友和他们的家庭。
And among those 100 some people, more than half are non-believers.
当时呢，我们就在坐在一起哈，就是这个中间这个图哈，大家可以看出来，大家围在一起，就有很多的这种交谈。
And you can see on the picture that we have to form a big circle and we have many conversations.
那这些新人是有很多人是第一次来到我们教会哈，但这些新人是怎么来到我们教会的呢？
And for many of those, they are the first time who came to our church. How did they end up to come to our church?
主要就是通过我们弟兄姐妹来直接邀请的。
It's through the direct invitation by the brothers and sisters.
我们很多弟兄姐妹呢，当时就是很有创意哈，他们在他们生活中就邀请他们周围的人来参加。
And actually, many of the brothers and sisters are very creative. Therefore, they invited the people around us to come to the church.
比如说哈，他们参加孩子们的课后活动。
And just like when they have the after-school activity, they talk to the parents.
他们有很多时间跟周围的家长交流，对吧
？After their conversation with the parents.
然后呢，他们就在这个期间呢，交谈过程中，他们就邀请这些人呢，哎，这些新朋友来到我们教会。
And they invite the people, the parents to come to our church through the conversations.
还有人呢，甚至邀请了他打球的球友啊，还有他健身房的这些朋友啊，然后来到我们教会。
They also invited the people who they play sports with or in the gym club, in the gym workout.
我们在一周多前呢。在南区有一个职场讲座哈，就是当时有将近40位 人参加哈。
In one of the workshop hosted in a southern district, and there were about 40 people who came.
就最底下这幅图啊。
And you can in the bottom picture.
我当时就在参加这个活动的时候，就问周围这些新人哈，我就问你们是怎么知道这个讲座的呢？
When I asked during the workshop, how did you learn about this workshop?
有一对新人夫妻俩哈，他就跟我说他在镇里的图书馆碰到一位，她叫大姐哈，就是我们教会的一个姐妹，然后告诉她这样一个讲座。
And one couple mentioned that they actually met a sister from our church in the library.
然后呢，她就来了。
And they through the conversation, they were invited to come.
所以我们看。在这个传福音的事工中哈，神改变了彼得，让彼得走出他的舒适圈，自我突破。
And we learned that through the Bible that Peter was changed through this gospel sharing experience.
实际上也通过这样的一些传福音的事工呢，也改变了我们弟兄姐妹。
And also through the sharing the gospel.Working in the happiness group, it also changed the life of brothers and sisters.
也让我们突破自我，走出舒适圈，能够向我们周围社区的人更自信地发出邀请。
And it enables us to break through our limitations, so we can invite people from our community.
像彼得向哥尼流传福音，第二个对他的改变呢，就是坚固了他的信心。
The second change in Peter is that it strengthened the faith of Peter.
在整个事件中哈，在整个这个哥尼流事件中，其实你注意看，彼得向哥尼流呢，共有三次传福音，来见证哈。
And in this whole story, when Peter shared the gospel with Cornelia, there are about three testimonies that Peter did.
第一次呢，哥尼流向哥尼流来分享。这个彼得的自己的这个见到这个异象哈，他听到这个声音，就是这个看到这些动物降下来哈。彼得向哥尼流来做了第一个见证。
The first testimony was about his vision of seeing the cloth with the animal being let down.
第二个见证呢，就是彼得向他见证耶稣基督所行的神迹，然后死里复活。
The second testimony is about Jesus' miracle and his.Death and resurrection.
这是一个见证，因为彼得是最早看到、最早见证耶稣从坟墓里复活的门徒之一。
Yeah, this is a direct testimony because Peter was the first to reach the resurrection site.
那第三个呢？见证就是彼得回去之后和他的这个耶路撒冷教会的这些犹太信徒们向他们做见证。
And the third testimony was that when Peter returned to the disciples, and he shared experience with them.
他分享了整个他和哥尼流传福音的这样一个见证呢，就是告诉他们，神要耶路撒冷的信徒们向外邦人传福音。
Through the experience that Peter had with Cornelia, he's telling the disciple in Jerusalem to reach out to share the gospel to outside.
所以在这个过程中。彼得呢做了三次见证哈，这三次见证不仅改变了哥尼流和他们的家人。
And through three testimony, it not only changed the whole family of Cornelius.
这些见证呢也改变了彼得自己。
It also changed Peter himself.
通过这些见证呢，彼得更加清楚神给他身上的异象，对神呢也更有信心。
And through that, he actually better understood the plan.God has for himself, and also have better faith.
在幸福小组中呢，我们也做很多见证哈，这些见证也感动了很多人。
And in the happiness group, we also gave many testimony. It also moved many people.
有一次呢，我们有一个弟兄做了一个见证哈。
And one time, a brother shared this testimony.
这个弟兄呢是一个妥妥的学霸。
And this brother is a very excellent, did extremely well in school.
对大陆这个高考制度比较了解的话，你会知道有一些省是高考非常强的啊。
And if you are from China, you know that if you participated in the college entrance exam system, you know a few of the top among the test.
这位弟兄呢，就来自于这样一个其中的这样一个省，而且他在这个高考的时候，他毕业的时候呢，在这个省里名列前茅。
And he was one of the top scorers in the whole province.
然后去了中国最好的这样一个大学。
And went to the best school in China.
所以呢，是学霸中的学霸。
And he's the best among the best.
我得到他的允许呢，在这里呢做这个见证，但是我不提他的名字，希望有机会大家可以亲耳听到他的见证啊。
Yeah, I got permission from him to share the story.But I refrain from giving the name, but I hope that you can actually talk to him later.
这个弟兄呢，在学业上非常顺利，后来呢，就到美国来读博士啊。
And in his education, he just have smooth sailing.
所以他的学业和事业都非常的成功顺利。
Yeah, he came to U.S. and then finish school and then get a good job.
但是在家庭关系上呢，却遇到了很大的困难。
But the life in the family was different.
所以呢，他经常感觉自己非常无力哈。
And he felt helpless.
那些冲突呢，也让他心中非常沮丧。
And those conflict in the family, it make him sad.
但是神带领他通过福音改变了他，让他呢走出这样家庭关系的一个困境哈，让他家庭关系又就是恢复到正常，恢复到变好，变得很好哈。
But God led him through believing in Christ and then changed him and then changed his family.
所以他的家庭关系得到修复，他也因此相信福音，后来就信主了。
And the family relationship got restored, therefore, yeah, he's a believer.
所以这个弟兄呢，在幸福小组做这个福音呢，他做这个见证，他非常真诚，所以他的这个见证呢，当时让大家很多弟兄姐妹都很感动。
And you can sense the genuine feeling in his testimony. Therefore, the people who listened to him was touched.
这个他的见证之后，我们有分组的讨论哈。当时我正好分在一个组里呢，那些组里都是长辈啊，我就五六个长辈哈，我就和这些长辈在一起，有一些来讨论这个分享哈。
And after the testimony, we have a breakout group discussion. I was assigned to a group with the more elderly people.
我当时就想，可能这些长辈对这些年轻人的见证不一定感兴趣，所以我准备了几个问题，怕冷场。
Yeah, I was preparing to be in a situation that most people are not interested since they are older people.
真是感谢主，出乎意料哈，还没等到我说话，这几个长辈有几个以前不怎么发言的长辈就抢先发言。
But to my surprise, before I asked them any question, one of the person actually spoke up.
其中一个平时很少发言的一个长辈哈，他说我今天非常的感动。
Yeah, one of the older gentlemen was didn't used to say much, but he said, "I have been touched by the testimony."
他说呢，这么优秀的年轻人都相信福音了，我还有什么可犹豫的
？Yeah, he said, "Such a brilliant young person believe in God. Why should I hesitate?"
感谢主哈，在幸福小组中有很多这样的见证。
And we thank God that there are many such testimony in the happiness.
这些见证呢，不仅感动了这些慕道友，也感动了我们很多弟兄姐妹本身啊，自己。
Yeah, those testimony not only moved the non-believers, they also touched the believers as well.
因为有几个写见证的同工呢，就跟我讲哈，他说：“哎呦，他说这个肖传道，我在写这个见证的时候，对我自己是个很大的挑战。”
Yeah, several of the co-workers told me that when I was preparing the testimony, it's actually a challenge to me.
因为好多年没写这个见证了。
And we haven't done this testimony writing for many years.
但是写这些见证呢，让他们重新回想到神以前带给他们的恩典。
Yeah, through writing the testimony, they recall the grace that God has given them.
我记得以前跟大家分享过哈，你注意看。耶稣的门徒来做见证的时候呢，他们往往先讲起神对以色列人身上做的以前这些奇妙的作为。
If you remember, whenever the disciple was sharing the message, they always recall what God has done in their lives.
因为呢，人呢都是健忘的。
And because we are very forgetful.
但是让我重新去写和想我们见证呢，就是帮助我们来重新。确认神在我们生命中的恩典。
When we are trying to recollect, organize what have happened, actually remind us of the past.
感谢主，通过这样一个写见证的过程呢，让我们重新坚定我们的信心。
Yeah, thank God that through the writing of the testimony, we strengthen our faith in God.
我们在座很多人都是信主很多年的基督徒啊。
And many of us have been a believer for many years.
如果你信主超过十年呢，你应该至少有两个见，你至少已经写过两个见证啊。
If you have believed in God for more than 10 years, at least you can write two testimonies.
一个是你信主的见证。
And the first is the experience that you become a believer.
另一个呢，至少每十年哈，你应该至少写一个见证。
And this one, every 10 years, you should write this.
所以呢，你可以自己在脑子里算一算，你现在应该已经写了几个见证了哈。
And you can calculate in your mind how many testimony have you written.
这些见证呢，实际上对我们会是非常有帮助的。
And this testimony is helpful for each of us.
那传福音第三个就是对彼得的帮助呢，就是帮助彼得，也会帮助我们活在生活中活出这个信仰。
Yeah, the third one is that through sharing the testimony, it helped Peter also help us to live out the faith in life.
提一个问题啊，如果你现在回想一下《使徒行传》第十章这个故事哈，这样一个事工对谁的影响最大？哥尼流还是彼得
？If I ask a question, in this story that Peter sharing the gospel with Cornelius.Who do you think it changed the most, Peter or Cornelius?
感觉起来好像对哥尼流的影响是很大的，因为哥尼流和他全家都因此信主了嘛。
On the surface, it appeared that Cornelius was changed the most because his whole family became believers.
但是如果你要从整个更广的一个范围来看的话，其实对彼得的影响是非常非常大的。
But if you look at a wider perspective, you actually saw that.It actually changed Peter even more.
在《使徒行传》第十一章哈，就后面这一章，讲到彼得就回到耶路撒冷，向耶路撒冷的门徒来做见证啊。
And in chapter 11 of Acts, Peter returned to Jerusalem and then sharing the testimony with the believers.
他告诉这些门徒呢，要向外邦人传福音。
He told the believers in Jerusalem to share the gospel outside the city.
这几天呢，我们读到读经群这两天正好读到《使徒行传》第十五章哈。
And these days, actually, we actually reach chapter 15 in Acts.
就是耶路撒冷会议。
This is the Council of Jerusalem.
这个会议中呢，就是当时犹太人呢面临着逼迫，他们要决定他们下一步的发展方向是什么，非常重要的一个会议。
And in this council and the Believers in Jerusalem experience persecution, and this council is important to decide what they are going to do.
所以犹太人又争论起来，说他们要不要向外邦人传福音。
Did an argument about whether we should preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以彼得呢，当时就带头做了这样一个见证哈，见证的正好就是他哥尼流这个事件，他告诉犹太人要向外邦人传福音。
And Peter, through the testimony of his experience with Cornelius, He promoted that we should share the gospel to the Gentiles.
这个耶路撒冷会议呢，是基督教史上的一个非常重要的一个里程碑哈。在这个会议之后呢，犹太人就开始向周围的这个外邦人传福音。
Yeah, the council in Jerusalem is a very important milestone for the church to preach to the Gentiles.
他们就派巴拿巴和保罗到安提阿教会啊。
And they sent out Barnabas and Paul.To Antioch.
所以这个哥尼流事件呢，对保罗的影响是非常巨大的，而且是深远的。
And therefore, the event at with Cornelia has life changing. It's life changing for Peter.
所以同样呢，我就在想啊，我们教会所举办的这个传福音的事工，对谁影响更大呢？是慕道友还是同工们呢
？Similarly, in the sharing the gospel ministry in church.Who does it impact the most, the believers, the non-believers, or the co-workers?
在这些幸福小组的施工中啊，很多同工花上了很多的时间和精力。
In the happiness group ministry, many people spend a lot of time and efforts.
不仅呢每周的聚会哈、啊、有提前的计划邀请，周间的这个跟进，还有整个的信息啊分享这些啊，都花很多时间。
And in the weekly work, and they have to invite people and to spend time follow up, and that takes a lot of efforts.
有一些呢，甚至把他们的父母还有他们的孩子也带来一起做了同工啊。
And some of them also brought their parents and the children to be co-workers.
我看到这些呢，心中就是非常感激哈、啊，非常感恩，感谢神把这些忠心良善的仆人呢放在我们教会当中啊。
And I'm very grateful for the Lord that He sent many faithful workers among us.
但是呢，我同时也为这些弟兄姐妹们，为这些同工们向神献上感恩。
And I'm also thankful for these co-workers to the Lord.
因为呢，这个传福音的事工呢，可以看出来对他们的生命也产生了非常大的影响。
I can see that it actually changed their lives through the ministerial work.
不仅帮助他们在这个幸福小组聚会中来传福音啊，而且让他们在生活中也行出了这样的见证。
And not only that, they actually share the gospel in the happiness group. They can also live out their faith in life.
在过去的这个幸福小组中呢，听到很多这种很感人的见证哈。那希望大家有机会呢，也可以一起来听这个见证，或者一起来参与做这个见证啊。
Past a happiness group, we have heard many beautiful testimony. I hope that you have the chance to listen to them as well.
今天呢，我就跟大家分享一个小小的一个姐妹所做的一个见证，就是来说明这个姐妹的信仰，这个弟兄姐妹的信仰是如何活在生活中的。
And today I'm going to share a small piece of the testimony of one sister.
这位姐妹呢是基督徒。她的先生呢还不是。
And this sister is a believer. The husband is not yet.
有一天呢晚上啊吃完饭了之后呢，然后大家就要说这个碗要洗对吧？然后呢这位这个弟兄呢，这个先生啊，这个先生就向姐妹提出了一个问题哈、啊，说你可不可以把碗洗了
？And one evening after dinner, and there was a.The husband said, "Can you wash the dishes?"
然后呢，这个姐妹实际上很累了哈，但是这个先生呢还提出这样一个问题哈，然后这个先生后面加上一句话呢，就更让人觉得可以深思哈。他说：“哎，因为你们都是基督徒嘛哈，基督徒呢，圣经不讲了嘛，基督徒要有牺牲的精神。那我们都很累了，你今天去牺牲一下，把碗洗了吧哈。”
Yeah, I think.The sister was very tired after work that day in particular. And the husband actually stated something that is interesting. He said that you Christians are supposed to be self-sacrificing. And even though you're tired, can you not do the dishes?
我们以为这个基督徒慕道友对我们的圣经不了解啊，实际上不是，很多慕道友呢对圣经非常了解，而且非常清楚慕道友应该怎么做啊。
We may thought that the non-believers don't know much about the Bible, but in reality, many of them actually knows a lot about the Bible.
而且会经常提醒我们要怎么做啊。
And they also remind us how to live out the faith.
对，这非常好，对我们是一个挑战啊。
And it's a challenge, but it's helpful for us as well.
那这位姐妹呢，她是自己做生意哈，工作很辛苦，那天也很累，那她就想了一下这个事情。
And the sister actually is actually having her own business, and he worked very hard that day, and then he was thinking about it.
如果换成你，换成你我，我们会怎么回答呢
？And if it's for me and you, how would you respond?
这个姐妹呢，她说她自己当时也有一小段时间哈，觉得不是很舒服，但是非常快，她想起她说，哎，她说我先生说的也是对的哈，提醒是对的。这个我们做基督徒确实应该有一个牺牲的精神哈，所以他就把碗洗了。
And this sister in the beginning felt a little bit uneasiness, and she felt, well, I'm tired. But on the other hand, what he said was reasonable. Therefore, she went ahead.
结果第二天呢，哎，又出现了同样的事情哈，又在洗碗的时候，他先生又跟他说：“你把碗洗了吧。”
And the second day, the same thing happened, and then she actually went to do the dishes.
然后这个姐妹就把碗洗了。
and the yeah, she did the dishes.
然后第三天
，and the third day.
哦，这个先生呢，一大早晨起来给这个太太和他孩子呢就做了早饭。
And the husband got up from bed and actually cooked breakfast.
好，这个按照这个姐妹的说法呢，以前从来没发生过。
And the sister mentioned that this never happened before.
所以这个姐妹呢，就后来问她先生说：“你当时为什么叫我洗碗呢？”
And the sister asked her husband, why did you ask me to do the dishes?
然后这先生说：“以前呢，哎，我会觉得我如果去洗碗的话，怕吃亏哈。但是如果现在看到你这样做呢，哎，我也愿意去多做一些呢，为这个家庭多做一些哈。”
Yeah, and so previously I don't like doing dishes because I felt that I'm doing more than my share. But I saw that you did it, therefore, I'm cooking breakfast.
这个故事讲的事情很小。
Even though this is a small story.
但是呢，在我心中的印象很深。
But it had a large imprint in me.
因为呢，这位姐妹不仅是在幸福小组做了一个美好的见证，她在生活中也做了这样一个美好的见证。
Not only the sister gave a good testimony in the happiness group, she also gave a good testimony in life.
所以希望呢，以后能够不久就可以听到他的先生哈亲口做这样的见证哈。
And we hope that not soon, not very soon, we're going to hear that the husband also gave a good testimony.
这几周呢，我们教会在读经群正好在读到《使徒行传》哈，大家有很多的讨论。
Yeah, in the last couple of weeks, we are reading through the Acts, and there are many discussions in the chat group.
弟兄姐妹提到很多次圣灵和传福音。
And many people had mentioned that the Holy Spirit and evangelism.
看到这些讨论呢，我心中就很感动，感谢主把这样一个传福音的意向呢放在我们教会弟兄姐妹心中。
When I saw the discussion, I'm very thankful because I think God has placed this burden to us.
我今天呢借用幸福小组的事工呢，来讨论门徒在这个基督徒在传福音中的事工中的成长。
And through the happiness group ministry and the message, and I want to say that it's helping us to grow.
我虽然觉得幸福小组是个非常不错的事工，但是我今天主要的目的并不是为了来推广幸福小组。
Even though happiness group ministry is a very good work, but I'm not here to promote this.
幸福传福音的方式有很多。
And evangelism, there are many ways.
它的共同的特点呢，就是圣灵会感动我们哈，感动门徒们。
But a common theme is that the Holy Spirit is going to move among us.
然后呢，门徒们积极地参与这样一个事工。
And the disciple will participate.
就可以见证神的神迹。
And they testify the miracle works in us.
然后呢，他们自己也在成长。
And we grow in the meantime.
所以呢，在这么一个过程中，不论我们用什么样的一个事工的方式，都会取得类似的效果。
It doesn't matter through what ways that we preach the gospel, we're going to achieve the result.
比如在前几天呢，我就听到一个教会的长辈说哈，说在2013年的时候呢，我们教会就参加这个新英格兰地区学生营的事工。
And I heard from one of the believers in church that in the year 2013, our church participated in the New England Winter Camp Ministry.
当时呢，晨光团契有30位左右的同工来参与了这样一个事工。
That year, there were about 30 people from Morning Light Fellowship Group who participated.
可以想象当时事工弟兄姐妹参与的这样一个火热。
You can imagine this efforts that they put in.
所以相信这些同工们呢，也是非常受益于在这样一个事工中。
I believe that the co-workers also benefited from the ministry.
所以回到我们刚开始所问的这个问题哈，就是神为什么他不自己把所有传福音的事工全做了？为什么一定要邀请我们门徒们来一起参与这样一个传福音的事工呢
？Coming back to the original question, why didn't God actually work by Himself to preach the gospel, but rather get us involved to help preaching the gospel.
耶稣基督死里复活，他战胜了死亡和黑暗，这样的福音是改变人心的根本原因。
Jesus Christ death and resurrection has changed the life in us.
神呢，不仅把这样一个福音赐给我们，而且呢，他还邀请我们成为传福音事工中的一部分。
And God not only bestowed this gospel into our life, but He also wants us to be involved to preach the gospel.
在这个事工中呢，他让我们更多地认识他。
Through the work, we're going to know God better.
这是神的美意。
This is the will of God.
他这样也通过这样的事工呢，让我们可以成长。
Through this ministry, we can grow.
让我们可以突破我们的这样一个舒适圈，让我们坚固我们的信心，也让我们可以在生活中活出我们的信仰。
It breaks through our limitation. It breaks through our comfort zone and help us to grow.
这些呢都是神的美意。
This is the will of God.
所以呢，这些神的这些美意呢，远远超出我们所求所想。
The will of God is much more than what we ask and hope for.
所以每当我们想到这些的时候呢，我们就在神的面前呢，就不仅的来称赞他，来赞美他。
When we realize this, we cannot stop giving thanks to God.
因为神呢是全然慈爱、全然美善的。
And God is totally love and He's totally good.
好，让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们就是感谢赞美你，主，你通过你的福音的事工，你邀请我们在参与这样福音的事工，主，你让我们可以更深的认识你，我们可以体会到主你的荣美，你的美名就在我们当中，主，我们就是感谢赞美你，求你与我们同在，赐福保守我们教会传福音的事工，也让我们的事工中可以让我们坚固我们的信心，让我们可以更多的认识你，跟随你，我们感谢赞美主。这样
Heavenly Father, we're thankful that you have given us this day, and through the participation of the gospel work, we get to know you betterAnd we thank you for all the good things that you have done for us.
这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.